And welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom.
Jacqueline, in the world we live in, ever-changing laws and increased fraud, my accountant recently informed me that I must file a beneficial owner statement next year. What is that?
Well, Tom, the beneficial ownership information statement reporting is going to be a new requirement starting in 2024, and it's going to apply to anyone who has a business that's organized as an LLC or a corporation with the Secretary of State. And it's pretty much what the name implies. The entity will have to go online and report the personal information for any beneficial owners of the entity. And by beneficial owner, it's anybody that owns 25% or more of the business. And they're going to have to go in and report the person's name and date of birth, have a picture of their driver's license, social security number, different information there. The reporting actually is not going to be done to Internal Revenue Service, but instead it's going to be done through what is referred to as FinCEN. Now, FinCEN is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. So the whole purpose of this beneficial ownership information reporting is to slow down shell corporations or money laundering. Reporting, as you mentioned, will start next year, January 1st of 2024. So anybody that has an entity that's in existence as of that date, they will have 1 year to go online and do this reporting. And then any new entity that's established after January 1st, 2024, they will have 30 days to go online and file their beneficial ownership information statement. So it's 30 days from the day that the Secretary of State recognizes the entity. So bottom line, there are civil penalties that can come into play for not filing your beneficial ownership statement. So it would be important to go ahead and mark your calendars now so that you're ready. And don't forget that this is a new reporting requirement if you own an LLC or a corporation.